This is Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton in studio with Ashley Thornburg. And in our Bismarck studio, we have Sue Balcom because it's time for Main Street Eats.
Sue, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I just love this little segment.
Well, we love to hear that. Sue Balcom joins us once a week from her farm and from her regular work life to talk about food. And Sue, we call you Root Cellar Sue. And it occurred to us at one point, how many people still even know what a root cellar is?
Interesting question, because I've been asked by people before, they're like, what do you mean you have more than 3 days worth of food in your house? Well, you know, as I've said before, in the event of a zombie apocalypse, you need to be prepared. And so this is nothing new. You know, root cellaring has been around since the Mandan Indians were the agrarians of the prairie out here where I'm from. And they used to have cash pits that they dug underground to store their crops that they harvested. They were bottle-shaped, you know, narrow at the top, large at the bottom. I don't know how they managed to dig them out like that, but they could hold 20 to 30 bushels of dried corn, squash. They were lined with grass to keep the moisture out, because once you're below the frost line, which is, what, about 12 inches down in the wintertime, depending on how much moisture we're getting this year. And the ground is not frozen. There are actual gardens in Australia that are dug deep down into the earth so that they can garden year-round because of the frost line. So I think everyone can have a root cellar, because you don't need to specifically dig a hole in the ground for yourself to save your certain vegetables over the winter months.
So cool and dry are the operative words here.
Cool and dry, and it helps to have some air circulating. So it's any kind of storage location. We have a 6-foot crawl space underneath our house that we use for storing things. And when I'm talking about storing things, I'm talking about onions, root vegetables like carrots and parsnips, potatoes, and various kinds of winter squash will store really well. And then if you do can, it's always helpful to keep your canned goods out of the light, away from the sun, in some place that's cool and dark.
How do you prepare vegetables for this kind of storage?
You know, I think that that is actually the real secret to root cellaring, is knowing when to pick and how to cure your vegetables. Like, this has been a particularly rainy season, and so you needed to get your onions out of the ground earlier, because if they're in the ground in August and you have a lot of moisture, they're going to start growing again and they will never store well. There are particular varieties of onions that store better than others, but usually when their tops topple over, and they'll do that on their own. Of course, there are some people who like to take their aggressions out on their onion patch, and they'll go out and stomp them down. But I kind of like let it naturally occur, and then they will. Then you should quit watering them, and they'll kind of dry up, and then you'll pick them and lay them on a screen in someplace cool and dark and allow them to cure. And then you can either braid them into beautiful braids, which I was going to do that this year, but I changed my mind because of the moisture content. So clip them, put them in bags that have holes, you know, net bags, and hang them from your rafters. You'll want to, of course, avoid mice. You know, don't tempt mice. I don't know if they actually eat onions, but sometimes in the middle of the winter, they'll go after anything.
Yeah. Well, and there are some foods that you pretty much just want to leave alone, right? Like certain winter squashes.
Right. All you do is wait till their stem dries up and harvest them, and then you can put those in a cool, dark place. And usually you don't want to pile potato squash, you know, you don't want to pile that stuff up. Okay. I actually,
individual layers.
Right,
okay.
Slip sheet mine with old newspapers, or I got this packing material the other day that looked like netting, but it was made out of paper. And man, that stuff is awesome. So I recycled that into my potato bin. So I layered those up, and then down they go into the root cellar. We have an old, we don't, it's not old. We have a refrigerator that we also use for keeping like carrots in. So the carrots, your carrots can stay in the ground. The ground is a good place to store things for as long as possible. However, my husband did tell me once he was never going to chip the carrots out of the frozen ground again. And so I have to remove them earlier than I usually do. But like carrots and potatoes, you want to dig those and let them dry out. It's called curing, and they kind of get a little bit tougher skin. And you can just do that outside in the shade, or do it in your garage or someplace airy and dark out of the sun. And then the carrots, we clip the tops off to about an inch long and put those in bags. And then use our – we have a refrigerator that's specially used for storage. So we keep it at about 40 degrees and then put bags of carrots in there that are not closed up because you don't want all that humidity in your carrots. And then we usually have carrots and onions and potatoes at Easter time, because we're storing them in our root cellar.
You know, Sue, it just occurred to me that we have this big sugar beet harvest that goes on every year, and you see these piles of sugar beets outside the plant all winter long. And it's probably because those piles generate a little bit of heat. So is there anything to be learned from that observation about how you store vegetables? Do you put them in piles or do you kind of keep them separate?
No, I would never pile anything up, at least not too deep in my house. Because one of the things that you want to do occasionally is go in and check. Like you want to kind of look for potatoes that maybe were bruised when you dug them out of the ground, or onions that were too wet. And when one of them spoils, it gives off a gas that will make the rest of them spoil. If you're storing apples, you want to keep apples away from your potatoes and onions. You want to keep your onions away from your potatoes because they each give off some kind of gas that will cause the other one to spoil faster. But one of the big drawbacks of piling that stuff up too deep in your house is that you'll never notice when one goes bad. And you really want to check that out. Even if you have them layered, like we have plastic tubs that we drilled holes in that the mice can't fit through. And then we layer our potatoes and cover it with a screen. And then every once in a while, I'll go down there. And if you smell something bad, that would be a sure key that you need to go through your vegetables and clean them out.
Yeah.
And while some people think that this sounds like a lot of work, oh, my gosh, it's so awesome to say, let's see, what should we have for supper tonight? Well, let me go shopping in my root cellar and see what I can come up with.
Especially when it's February and you've got garden fresh food.
And the roads are blocked by the polar coaster they're anticipating.
Well, Sue, you have a root cellar because that's your nickname, obviously. But lots of people, you know, don't. And maybe they don't have a place in their basement that is unheated.
I'm thinking that.
Or maybe they live in an apartment or a condo. Are there options for them?
There are a few, and one would be like, you know, those small dorm-sized refrigerators. Like, let's say you lived in an apartment and you wanted to you had a refrigerator that you used for your daily food, but you could buy a small dorm-sized refrigerator. They're out on those selling sites that you see all the time. That you could retrofit, turn it, make sure it's turned to about 40 degrees, maybe check it every once in a while, but you could do that. If you have a place to dig a hole in the ground, you certainly could dig into the hillside, because that, you know, any place that you can get to that's below the frost line. There are, the cash pit idea from the Mandan Indians can be translated into a garbage can or big plastic, those big plastic bins that you can get at all the big box stores. As long as you're below the frost line with any of your digging, you can store things. But let's say you don't have any of those options. You can still, like, I'll put a certain number of onions in a hanging basket in my kitchen, away from the stove and away from the refrigerator, because your appliances give off heat and you don't want that. Mm-hmm. A lot of times in the olden days, there would be a room in the house, and in our house, in our case, it's my office, that is colder than whatever, and you can store things in a cold back bedroom. Let's say a bedroom that you only use for guests. Keep the door closed, maybe crack the window just a tiny little bit. just as long as you remember to go in and check for spoilage. You really don't want that. I mean, the smell of a rotten potato can get to be quite awful. So,
well, then you just put the house guests you don't really want to stay for a long time.
Sort of like fish and relatives get old right. after 3 days, kind of thing.
Just put them in with the potatoes. We check in with Sue Belcom once a week for Main Street Eats. Thanks, Sue.
Thank you, guys.